This year, the Occasional Symphony's Halloween concert is Lon Chaney's Phantom of the Opera. It will take place on two occasions, an early evening performance, Sunday, October 30th at 5, and then on Halloween proper at 7:30. Both performances will take place at the 2640 space, which is coincidentally at 2640 St. Paul Street. Two members of the Occasional Symphony are here, their board president, Elizabeth Pouchades. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
And also in the studio, their executive director, James Young. Nice to see you as well.
Good to be here, John.
Let's talk about this film. First off, you mentioned, James, that this is out of copyright or never went into copyright, so you can do what you want with this.
That's right. We can chop it up. We can turn it different colors. We can do whatever we want to it. We're not doing any of those things. The only thing we're doing is projecting it and playing a bunch of music to it.
Elizabeth, what sort of composers are cropping up on this?
Some of the big classics, such as Mozart, Wagner, Stravinsky. But as James will go into more detail, we have two-thirds of new music.
Is this stuff that was commissioned for this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I went to all of my composer buddies who I love and respect and asked, like, hey, who of you want to write some music for Phantom of the Opera? And, expecting about half of them to say yes. No, all of them say yes. Mm. So we got seven premieres. About 65% of this score is going to be all premieres for the event.
Since this is a silent film, you have the opportunity of using vocal music, and you have one of the city's really great performers, Melissa Wimbish, who is performing this, who specializes in all kinds of interesting repertoire.
It's very true. Melissa Wimbish is no stranger to operatic singing, just as like she's no stranger to being a part of the awesome Baltimore music scene, her band, The Outcalls. She is a fiery, crazy singer, just like her fiery hair. She'll be providing her voice to some Mozart, some Puccini, and some of the new music, and we're very excited to have her.
Elizabeth, tell me a bit about Occasional Symphony.
For short, we like to describe ourselves as a Baltimore grassroots orchestra.
What does that mean?
It means we're made up of an unusual combination of people, anywhere from Peabody students, Peabody graduates, other freelance musicians in the area, that have all of this raw talent that hasn't yet been sort of captured into a more standard symphony orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
We like to take music out of its usual venue and into the city and try to program around the space and the occasion and do our best to pair all those things up for a unique experience.
2640 St. Paul Street used to be a church, so it's sort of perfect for Halloween, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've been there four different shows at this point. This will be the fourth anyway. And every time it provides the perfect venue for Halloween and a spooky silent film in the grand classic tradition of showing off silent films to a live score.
And people can dress up if they want. They can come in costume, correct?
They are encouraged to come in costume.
They're encouraged to come in costume. And the orchestra, some of them were in costume last year, as I recall.
Not just some, but all of them will be in costume for this
thing. Excellent. I have to say, I had a really good time last year. You screened Nosferatu, and it was terribly fun, and I can't see why this won't be equally enjoyable. Two chances to see the Phantom of the Opera with the Occasional Symphony. This year's Halloween concert, you can go Sunday, October 30th at 5 p.m. or you can go Monday, October 31st at 7:30 p.m. If you'd like tickets or more information, you can find them on the web at occasionalsymphony.org. And my guests are their board president, Elizabeth Pouchades. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And also in the studio, James Young, their executive director. Thank you so much for talking with us as well.
Thank you.